Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, I mean, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I am your host, John Rush. Lee Habib joining us now. And he is actually with OneAmericanNetwork.org. And Lee, we've heard you over the years on Our American Story. So before we get to the movie that you're the producer of, and we'll talk about that in regards to Father's Day, talk about Our American Stories.
Sure. You know, we started about 6 years ago with a simple premise. What would happen if we got a really good group of storytellers? We never gave an opinion. We never entered into a debate. And we simply told stories about things that matter to people, about our past, about our present, but not politics. No Democrat, no Republican. What is free enterprise? Who is Henry Ford? Who is George Washington?
Good.
And let's talk to David McCullough about George Washington. And let's have him talk without an interview. And so that's what we've been doing, stories about love, about generosity, about faith, about free enterprise. And the show started with one affiliate 5.5 years ago. We just passed 340,
nice.
2 hours a night, and we recently got picked up by Premier. So we're about to be nationally syndicated by the biggest syndicator in the world because
nice.
We're just telling good and positive stories about a good and beautiful country.
Awesome. Again, Lee, appreciate you joining us today, taking time out of your day. All right, we've got a film coming up. It's going to be released on Father's Day, and the title of it is, I'll let you do it. What is it?
The Streets Were My Father, and it's the story that we had told on our national show about three inner-city men who grew up with either bad fathers, and that is alcoholic, abusive gangsters, or no fathers at all.
Hmm.
And ultimately, all three of them, one black, one Hispanic, one half white and half black, ended up leading the same lives because they joined gangs at very young ages because those gangs offered the attributes that a father might, a 22-year-old recruiting a 13-year-old.
Right.
And the next thing you know, that's their family. And then they're protecting their family from other families, which are gangs.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, they're in prison. But something remarkable happens when they're in prison. They meet God. And they have a transformational experience. And we write about and talk about faith a lot on our show. Not abortion, not gay marriage, but the reason why we love the Lord is because he transforms us.
Amen.
And whether you're a Christian or not, you can't argue with these three guys' stories because what happens to them in this film is truly remarkable. And we have them telling the stories, in their own stories, in the first person, and it is just absolutely riveting.
Well, and you and I both know, and I've done, you know, numerous, not only studies, but, you know, taught Sunday school, adult Sunday school for a long time and talked about the difference between Mother's Day and Father's Day. And, you know, Mother's Day is one of those holidays where it used to be, not so much anymore because of technology, but it used to be, Lee, the largest long-distance calling day of the year, and yet you would get to Father's Day, and it was quite the opposite.
That's right. And that the reason is that, you know, there are so many young people who grow up without fathers. And it leaves a void. It leaves a hole in people's lives. And how does someone get to the Lord if they don't have a father? In fact, I could see, and you'll hear it from each of these men, they were mad at God. They were mad at God because, why have you forsaken me? Why did my father abandon me? Why? I want to know, and I'm angry about it. And by the way, these young people have every right to be mad at their father.
Sure.
And in a sense, we all understand why they're mad at God.
Yeah, yeah. 2.3 million people in America serving time in prison. 85% of the youth in prison come from fatherless homes. That's quite a statistic.
It's really something. But what's really remarkable about this film, and we like doing every day, is telling the stories of hope. You know, there are churches in this country that have actually built churches inside prison. And then a suburban church actually goes to prison. They rotate around, and, you know, once a month, those suburbanites will actually do prison with inmates. Hmm. It's so beautiful. You know, what Christians do around this country is so beautiful.
Yeah, and those are, and to your point, Lee, and I appreciate you telling those stories, because otherwise they would not be told.
They wouldn't, and we're doing secular radio only. So certainly, at least on Christian radio, we'll hear the stories, but the world won't hear who we are. They won't see the light of the Lord. They won't know what we do. We're not just sitting around marching all the time. Most of us are sitting around loving all the time. That's what we're trying to do, and trying to get our own lives in order and square with God. And so, you know, this is the kind of storytelling that I believe will lead people to the Lord, because these three guys, it's their testimonies. And the power of the testimony, well, it's how I came to the Lord, through people's testimonies. And so we know that, you know, what Revelation says about the blood of the Lamb and the power of testimony. And it's true. And these three men, they have stories that once you watch this film, you're going to want to buy this, and you're going to just want to hand them to people you know who don't have a father.
Okay, let's talk.
You don't even need to say anything else.
Let's talk about that. How do folks find the movie, buy the movie, watch the movie? How does that work?
Sure, they would go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. They can stream it. They can buy the stream, or they can buy the discs, or all three. But we have already had, I mean, there have been 50, 25, and 100 at a time being bought. And I know exactly what's happening. Somebody who didn't have a father, was so moved, and actually made emotional sense for them why they were angry. Because a lot of men, I believe, walk through this world with anger, but they don't really address it. Guys tend to bury their pain. They tend to eat it. They tend to say they're okay when they're not. And this is just who we are. We're hardwired. We don't even want to go to the doctor, right? We delay our doctor's appointments.
Right.
But this film, I showed it with 30 friends who I thought I knew. 15 of them broke down at key scenes. And I just, for the first time in my life, I had a temerity to say, hey, what happened between you and your father? Hmm. 6 hours later, we had a prayer session that was just so unbelievable. And we were all sitting around going, we thought we knew each other.
Wow.
We did.
Wow. That's powerful. That's really cool. So again, it's Salem, S-A-L-E-M, salemnow.com. And you can actually just Google the movie as well. I've done that also. Lee, you can actually find out all the information that way as well. You guys have done a good job of really putting the things out there that make it really easy to find. For those of you listening, The Streets Were My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption. And I guess next question, Lee, how long will people be able to watch this? Indefinitely? Is there a time limit? How are you doing that?
Oh, no time limit. We're just getting going on this father subject. We're already in the works to do a film about what happens to girls without fathers, because it's very different. Boys go join gangs and go to prison. Girls get pregnant, go to the line of sexual abuse, prostitution. It's a whole different story. But we have these ministries on that front led by women that are doing unbelievable work, beautiful work.
Awesome. Lee, it's been a joy having you. You're welcome anytime. You know that. The door is always open. Anything you've got going on you want to, you know, let us know about and let the listeners know, we're here for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Lee, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And again, folks, you can find out more about Lee by going to ouramericannetwork.org. Or if you want to watch the film, get it, pass it around, do whatever you want to. It's salemnow.com. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, who, by the way, is really, I guess you could say, is the father figure in my world when it comes to mortgages. I've never met anybody yet, out of all the years I've done this, of being self-employed since I was 22 years of age. I bought my first home in 1986. I've never met anybody like Kurt that has the knowledge and the ability to get things done, especially for someone like me that's self-employed, than Kurt. So if you're that, you're me, and you need help, give Kurt a call today. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, we are in that time of the year where even though we can be very hot out, right now it's 97 degrees outside, but yet when I look outside, there are, looks like storm clouds, rain clouds above us, and it could rain. Temperature could drop. We could have huge swings. You name it. Your roof, let's face it, in Colorado, goes through about as much punishment as probably anywhere in the United States of America goes through. And a lot of that has to do with how close we are to the sun and the UV rays. Your shingles do not have the amount of material in them they once had. That's a known fact. Every roofer out there knows that. So let Dave Hart from RoofMax give you a free roof inspection, tell you what's going on, what needs done, can it be rejuvenated? If so, what's the cost? And at the end of the day, how does that save you money and work into your overall, you know, budget and the things that you need to do to stay in your home and make it last as long as possible? Call Dave today, 303-710-6916, or get RoofMax, and that's with two X's, getroofmax.com.
Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it with RoofMax. The cost of asphalt roofing products has already gone up 20% and will likely go up another 20 to 25% this summer. To make matters worse, it's getting harder to find quality contractors, which means the cost of labor has gone up recently. As roof replacements become more and more expensive, roofing companies will start passing along that cost to their customers. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85% by adding years of performance to your asphalt roofing. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last up to 15 years longer. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Craig from Wheat Ridge, you are next. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John.
Always a joy talking to you, Craig.
You too. Was it warm enough for you today? I tell you, it was for me.
It was pretty warm, you know, but I, you know me. The winters for me can get kind of long, and, you know, the type of things that we do all winter long and so on. Let's face it, folks, everybody out there listening, I know that some days it's a little bit hot and unbearable, but we're pretty short in the summertime, Craig.
Right.
We don't have it very long.
I was kind of piggybacking off of what Bill said. I hope these people that voted for Biden are happy with their choice. As you know, all the things that are as a result of voting for him. One of the things that I'm getting great satisfaction out of is seeing Donald Trump being vindicated on a lot of the accusations that the left.
I'm glad you brought that up, Craig. Even one today. I don't know if you saw this one today or not, but he was vindicated today over the special report that came out where everybody on the left was accusing him of staging the photo op at the church across the street from the White House, when in fact they determined that no, they went in there and cleared out and did what they needed to do because they were going to put fencing up and all sorts of other things and had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nobody even knew he was going to be coming across there.
Exactamundo. That's exact one of the things I was going to bring up. And the very stations, the left-leaning stations, I don't remember who was telling Chuck Todd that was the result of the investigation, that Trump was not responsible for that, you know, that protest being removed from that park for that photo op. And you could tell he was having a hard time believing that, because, boy, do they want to believe that Trump had something to do with it. But the guy told him, no, Trump had absolutely nothing to do with it. It's been proven. It's end of story. And you can just see the left when they get proven wrong. Boy, they just have a really hard time.
They have the hardest time. You and I used to use this term. I still do. They have the hardest time eating crow of any group of individuals I've ever met in my life.
And the other one was who's the Lester Holt, when he interviewed Kamala Harris about the border.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. I was going to play little pieces of that, but I think everybody's seen it so much now that, you know, it's basically he kept questioning. He's like, well, you know, you haven't been to the border. And her answer is, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What's that got to do with it, Craig? Where did she come up with that answer?
Well, again, she's caught in a lie. She tried saying, oh, yeah, we've been down to the border. And you know, Lester Holt hasn't exactly been, you know, a fan of Trump or a supporter of Trump. And you know, he give him credit. He kept after
him. I was shocked, actually, Craig, at that. I didn't think he'd keep pushing, but he did.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he said, you have not been there. And then she, at that point, she's like, well, I haven't been to Europe either, but I don't know exactly what you're getting at. And it's like, you know exactly. And then she does the cackle. You know, you get her in a tight spot and the cackle comes out every time.
Yeah, she knows exactly what he was asking. In other words, you haven't been there. You haven't seen the things that you are now drafting policy on. And the reality is, why have you not been there? That was the real question.
And then Lauren Boebert, I don't know if you saw the video of her carrying the cardboard cutout of Kamala at the border.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, she put out a video where she's carrying a cardboard cutout of Kamala Harris, saying, you know, she hasn't been to the border, but, you know, I'm bringing her to the border, and she's walking along the fence, the completed part of the border fence, and then she stands the cardboard cutout and has it face the wall and the open section of the wall and say, you know, this is what you're responsible for. Hmm. You know, the problems of the border, this is what you've created, you know. Hmm. And I thought it was a, you know, kind of a clever way of saying, you know, she hasn't been there. This is the closest she's ever been to it, is a cardboard cutout of her being at the border.
I'll have to look that up. I did not see that, but that's actually pretty good. That's actually a pretty good dig. Let's just say that.
And then, you know, it's just, we had a conversation with some relatives that voted for Biden, and we kept it civil the other day at breakfast, and it's amazing their viewpoints on what's really going on is, again, largely based on what networks they listen to. And when you confront them, you just confront them with facts. You say, you know, she believed, this woman we talked to believed that six people died at the what they call the insurrection at the Capitol, and when in fact only one person died that day. And that was the Trump supporter that was shot by a Capitol police officer. And I believe there's a cover-up. Again, trying to, you know, get the facts there right now, I think there's a cover-up going on. Because we can't find out who that officer was. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to keep that under wraps. Because, again, it doesn't fit their agenda. They want to make, and the left, whether it's Schumer or Pelosi or whoever, calling that day worse than Pearl Harbor or 9/11.
They should be ashamed of themselves for even saying so. It does a huge disservice to those folks that served in those other, you know, battles. Let's call them what they are. And what happened on quote unquote, you know, whatever they want to call it, day at the Capitol, is not even, Craig, they're not even close to being remotely the same. Not at all.
Well, when that video, I don't know if you've seen the most recent video that surfaced of there's one of the people that was inside the Capitol telling, we've got to keep this peaceful. We've got to let them know we're here, but we got to keep it peaceful. And then you can hear the Capitol police officer say, as long as you guys keep it peaceful in here, you're fine being in here. It totally throws a wrench into the whole agenda that they came in there just coming in there to just tear things up. I mean, it just...
No, and we said this from the beginning, and I'm going to stand by it. There were a certain group of people there that let things either get out of hand because the emotions got, you know, all drummed up, and or it was purposeful in what they did, and they're really not a part of the conservative movement, one of the two. And I would almost say it was the latter versus the prior.
Well, you know, whether they want to call it a 9/11 type investigation needs to be done, fine. Let's have a 9/11 type investigation, and let's get the facts out of there, because I think right now they're trying to hold the facts back. I think they're just being very reluctant to get the facts because, again, it doesn't fit their agenda, and it isn't something they can use against Trump, you know. And using that day against Trump, you know, as a means of trying to impeach him again, and the reason they want to impeach him is so he doesn't have the possibility of running again. They are so fearful that he could get back in office. You can just see it. It's just whether he does run again or not.
Yeah, they're afraid of it regardless. I mean, let's face it, Craig, they're still afraid of even the influence he will have and still has on the party. To them, that's as still bothersome as him actually running for president. And I maybe, much like Obama, Trump will realize that he doesn't even have to be the guy in the chair to still get the things done that need done as a country. He has huge influence if he uses it correctly.
Correct. And then you mentioned about Biden calling the worst security threat to the U.S. was climate change.
Yes. What a dumb statement, by the way. Stupid statement.
Okay. Again, back to my conversation at breakfast with a couple, I said, well, you know, if Obama really believes that there's climate change and the left really believes there's climate change, why did he buy property at Martha's Vineyard right near the ocean shore?
Right. Right. Great question.
Yeah.
And what's the answer?
They don't have an answer.
Yeah. The answer is because they don't believe it. That's why they're buying property there. That you and I both know that. That's the real answer.
Right.
So. All right, we're going to talk about teachers' unions here in just one moment. So, Craig, I'll let you go. I appreciate it. We got a guest joining us. Cindy Gross is going to join us in here in just one minute. So don't go anywhere. She's actually been a former congressional candidate and chair of the Jewish Vote GOP. We'll talk to her in just one moment. Golden Eagle Financial is next. And Al Smith would love to help you with your financial planning as you look down that road. And by the way, folks, right now there is a lot to look at when it comes to how much do I need? How much am I going to need when I get there? What do I do? What's the best, you know, planning I need as far as, you know, not only retirement, but tax-wise and so on? Call Al today. Find him at klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
How you receive income from your nest egg in retirement is even more important than the size of your nest egg. All your adult life, you've focused on growing the money you set aside. Now you enter the uncharted territory of making certain that those funds will last for your lifetime. Al Smith will help you transition from accumulating wealth to preserving it. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith works with people of varied income levels to create tax-free income in retirement. Some of his clients enter retirement with healthy pensions and robust portfolios. Others rely primarily on Social Security and the money in their 401ks or IRAs. Regardless of your previous investment strategies, how you choose to structure and withdraw your savings will have significant tax implications. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money to make your money last. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Folks, do you need tires? They are now a great rebate on sale, and they're always on sale because they sell them at cost, Cooper Tires, but a great rebate depending upon what tire you need for your vehicle, SUV, truck, what have you, at Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com, and you can actually fill out the Extreme form there. Again, you get free wiper blades or a tire rotation. The number, 303-841-1071.
Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity. No more hopping from one mechanic to another trying to find a solution for your vehicle's persistent issue. Extreme Auto Repair has a reputation for fixing problems quickly. You bring your Nissan to the dealer because of a rattling noise. They charge you $4,000. You still hear the noise. You bring the same vehicle to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, where Sean and his team quickly discover a broken bolt in the subframe. A known Nissan failure they have seen many times before. Real stories like this one earn Extreme Auto Repair customers for life. As one woman exclaims in a recent 5-star review, "Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity." The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair stay up to date with the manufacturer data for your vehicle's specific make and model for quick, experienced problem solving. klzradio.com/extreme.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And before we get our next guest on, Charlie's dialing her up now. It looks like as I look out the window here of our studio facing west, as I look over to the left, and it would be farther south than what even 285 would be. Looks like there's a fire maybe up on the foothills, so we'll be looking at that and giving you any updates if that is in fact the case. Hopefully it's nothing too serious, because we don't want any fires. We had enough of that as a state last fall, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I personally had enough last fall. I realize that we may still have some, but let's hope that we don't have any of the devastation that we had last fall in the state. So those of you that are out and about and, you know, doing things when it comes to camping or fishing or any of those kinds of things, be careful. That's all I can say. Be really, really careful. So, again, Charlie's trying to get our guests rounded up. If not, we will just continue to move on like we always do. We've got a full slate here for the rest of this half hour as well, and we'll do our best to get her. Again, if not, we will just continue on. All right. I had some other things that I wanted to talk about as well, and I wanted to just dovetail into our first guest this hour, talking about the movie that's out, and it's The Streets Where My Father, A Story of Hopelessness and Redemption. And a lot of folks, including those on the left, forget something. Joe sent me this morning, by the way, and I wanted to mention this. Father's Day, by the way, next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next. But there was a speech given by Barack Obama, or then Senator Barack Obama, on Father's Day 2008. And it goes like this. We know that more than half of all black children live in single-parent households, a number that has doubled since we were children. We know the statistics that children who grow up without a father are five times more likely to live in poverty and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of schools, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. They are most likely to have behavioral problems or run away from home, become teenage parents themselves, and the foundations of our community are weaker because of it. His statement goes right along with that movie we talked about at the top of the hour that, again, you can watch and you can have other family members and people that you know watch. Today, the percentage of black children growing up in homes without a father is now in excess of 70%, folks. I'm going to repeat that. Today, the percentage of black children growing up in homes without a father is now in excess of 70%. So Charlie got our guests rounded up for us. Cindy Gross. Cindy, am I saying your last name correctly?
It's Cindy Gross.
Gross. Okay, got it. Thank you very much. All right. First of all, you've had quite a career. You're a former congressional candidate. You're chair of the Jewish Vote GOP. You're a former teacher in Queens. And you also host Cindy's Celebrity Corner. It's a New York-based entertainment show. Talk to us, though, about the teachers union and what's going on in New York.
Well, it's actually going around across the country.
Of course.
But I am a former teacher, and with all the woke education, critical race theory, and parents upset at the public school failure during COVID, and the teachers union head, Randy Weingarten, being a very vocal voice to keep schools closed, now people are finally waking up that there has to be change. I was a teacher in one of the most corrupt districts in Queens, New York, where there were many issues with staff members, where in my building there was issues with safety, where there were violations to providing services appropriately and working with ACS. And I had contacted then the New York United Federation of Teachers president, Randy Weingarten, because something came across to me that I found very scary, which was on the New York Department of Board of Education's email, business email, minority staff members were busy passing around and forwarding a multi-page email calling white women docile and easy. And that was one of many pieces of paper that got my way, or discussions about anti-Semitic, racist discrimination. I have plenty more. Wow. When I approached the president, her response to me was, "Where did I get this? Seen it many times, but did nothing to try to stop it." So now, when we have kids in their 20s that are now young adults who feel entitled and angry, and look at progressives for answers, we now know why, because our tax dollars were paying for this.
That's right. That's right. You're 100% correct. Our tax dollars have paid for the literal, I call it, brainwashing and indoctrination of our kids, Cindy.
And worse than that, Republicans have helped with it because no one has really stopped it. In 2015, when Donald Trump, and I am a big Trump supporter, I ran as a pro-Trump candidate, and I am working with candidates 2022 that support the America First agenda.
Thank you.
That when he ran and said he wanted to eliminate the Department of Education, I was all for it because I knew what was going on, and I was a whistleblower. My legal rights to avoid retaliation and have my confidentiality kept were deliberately tampered with by a corrupt administration with the help of the teachers' union representation.
So they,
and we have documentation to prove it.
You talk about corrupt. This is just one, and you're right when you said first off, Cindy, that this isn't going on just in New York. It goes on across the country. Literally, this is like corruption at its deepest core, if you would. I mean, these are the types of things that you hear about in mob families and mob movies. Am I right?
Well, the principal of my particular school was arrested for stealing money from the housing authority. And because she was a black woman, she was allowed to keep her job, basically. She was sitting out for a year with like a basic slap on her hand.
Wow.
Then she wrote on a calendar that CP time is not allowed here. Now, I didn't know what that was, and most people I know don't know, but it's colored people's time.
Mm.
And when even the black and Hispanic minority family members complained to the Board of Education, the superintendent, who was later arrested for sexual abuse, conduct that was inappropriate, he actually just wrote a letter to her file. Imagine me as a white woman writing CP time is not accepted here. This would have been the front page of the Daily News and the New York Times and the Washington Post. So I did not stop my mission to improve education, especially in minority communities. I am the Jewish advisor on the National Diversity Coalition for Trump. I know the work that the president has done with the minority communities. I see what's going on now in 4 months. It scares me to think that this is going down so fast. And Jewish Vote GOP is a grassroots group. Nationally, we're having a meeting Monday night with Vernon Jones. Your guests are more than welcome to contact me and join the Zoom. But people have to start getting aware of what's going on local, state, and national elections. They think it's 2022. 2021 local elections are going to determine your local infrastructure, your library, your school.
You are correct.
And people are waking up.
We talk about that on this program, Cindy, all of the time. And yes, while the big elections are important, 2022, 2024, we get it. Those are very important, and we're not trying to minimize those any way, shape, or form. But it really is, Cindy, if you really want to get down to it, the things that affect us the most as Americans are those local elections you're talking about right now. Those are the things that really set the stage when it comes to everything from, you know, what is your property tax going to be, to how are your kids being taught, to do your potholes get fixed.
Correct. And don't think if your kids go to public school or private school, your tax dollars aren't going to it, because private schools use the materials. You know, they use the textbooks that are distorting American history. You know, they won't discuss in a public school with the teachers' unions that September 2001 was the act of radical Islamic terrorists looking to hurt Americans. There are all kinds of other fairy tales, but that's the truth. And it's coming up on the 20th anniversary, and now we have kids that did not live through that day and did not see it.
No, you're exactly right. So when it comes to, and we've seen this lately, and I'm glad you're on today, Cindy, because there's been a lot of video clips, even in the last week to two, showing individuals standing up to their school board, literally standing up to their school board and saying, enough is enough. We're tired. We're not going to allow this any longer. Your timing of, you know, being on the program today, you know, ties right into what's going on there. What is the best way for folks that are listening, whether they have kids or not, to get involved and say enough is enough? How do they do that?
First of all, they can reach out to me directly. And for years, no one wanted to hear my story from, you know, any kind of mainstream media because they feared the teachers union. But parents are waking up. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me. I will tell you some of the simple things. You go to your local district offices and you demand to see the curriculum and you get copies of the textbook and you take turns on reading it with your friends who think like you and find all the inaccuracies. The second thing you do is you contact and you get to know personally, because local level people you can get to know very well, and you tell them from either party, they're not going to stand for it. And the third thing is you start to look at your 2022 campaigns and look for grassroots groups like mine, because that's what's going to make the difference. The one thing that Trump always says that I have said for years is that Democrats know how to organize better than Republicans.
Yes, yes.
Patriots,
they do.
Are much better organized.
Yep.
And I saw this, you know, in my own election. I'm working with people now every single day, including from your state of Colorado. I am getting a load of phone calls from people. How can we get involved? They've read my work for years, and they know I am not going to stop. I am just beginning to fight, and I would love each and every one of your listeners to join me in this.
This is awesome, Cindy. And by the way, everybody, it's Cindy Gross, and it's G-R-O-S-Z, G-R-O-S-E. Cindy, real quick, is there a website where folks can go learn more about you and all of
Cindy's
this and get involved?
Well, Cindy's Corners is my entertainment, where I actually started an entertainment show because I do a lot of work with celebrities, and I didn't want to cancel culture. And unlike other media, I actually have on the most progressive artists, actors, celebrities, along with those that are often ignored, the most conservative friends of ours, because I want people to see we can work together. But I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and my emails are there as well. I am looking to work with you again and with each and every one of your listeners. The battle has just begun, but we're going to win it this time, because this education is a nonpartisan issue that needs bipartisan support.
I agree. I also know that, and from reading some about you, and I am, and people that have listened to me for any length of time at all know that I know where I stand on this. Let me just say it that way. I am a huge, huge, huge proponent for school vouchers. I believe it is one of the keys to getting the public schools fixed, because competition breeds excellent, and right now they do not have any competition. Yeah, you could say they do with, you know, charter schools and some parochial schools and so on, but really, Cindy, you and I both know, until there's the ability for a parent to decide where they can send their kid to school, not based upon the financial need, but if they have a voucher where they can send them anywhere they want to, that gives a public school competition. We have to have that.
And just remember these two words that you don't hear in America, but you hear it in countries where education is outranking America, and that is parent accountability.
Mm.
Until parents take responsibility for the students that they are bringing into these schools, you are never going to have a system that works.
Amen. You're a woman after my own heart. You say all the same things I say on a regular basis. In fact, Cindy, I will tell you here, a month and a half, 2 months ago, I got all over the conservative parents out there by saying exactly what you just said a moment ago, and I took some flack for it because some folks don't like being called out, including some of our own. But you know what? I'm going to keep doing it because I don't care. That's how we fix it.
And I have a lot of Democratic parents who are supporting me, a lot of minorities who are stuck in these schools and can't seem to get a way out, and they want to know how to do it. So if you think, for everybody who's listening, that you're alone, you're not alone, and you can join the team and feel very welcome and comfortable.
Perfect. All right, Cindy, I'm going to let you go. I've taken a lot of your time today. You're welcome, though, anytime. I will have you back. This is great. Again, you and I are on exactly the same wavelength when it comes to education. We have to get this stuff fixed. If we don't, we lose the country.
Absolutely, and it was a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you again.
Appreciate it very much, Cindy. And somebody called in and asked about email addresses and so on. Here's the deal. Go to the website tonight. Ann will have all of her information up for you, whether it's, you know, LinkedIn accounts, the social media end of it and so on. I know not everybody uses social media. That's why we'll put it up on the website itself. Or if you want to send her an email, we'll have all of that information is what I'm trying to say, up on the website. Our website is rushtoreason.com. If you guys haven't gotten that by now, I don't know what to tell you. I mention it 500 times every single show. RushToReason.com. You can go there after every show or during a show and find out everything we've done up to this point. And producer Ann is doing a fantastic job of not only making sure that, you know, Charlie and I get the podcast up and then takes them, dissects them, puts them into show notes, gets all of the important information that we talk about on a daily basis. She pulls that information from my notes that we do the program with, because we share all that information, and she does a great job of putting that up on the website. So if there's ever anything you miss, two things you can do there. If there's anything you ever miss, which a lot of you are good at this, go to the website, check it out, get all the information you need. If there's something you still don't see there, you can always just click the Contact Us form on the website, and I will get you whatever it is you're needing that you cannot find on the website. Everything I keep is recorded. I save it. It's easy to find. So if there's ever anything you need that you cannot find, please let me know and I'll make sure it's handled. But in general, the majority of what we talk about each and every day will be on the website, typically that night, if nothing else, early the next morning. Let's do this. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, not only my agent, but just a good friend. And he's a guy that, again, he is supportive of everything we do on this program, believes in it, or he wouldn't be doing what he does. On the same token, support him. Buy your insurance from him is what I mean. Get offline, quit buying it there, get proper insurance, and get things handled in the right manner, and get insured properly, and Paul can help you with that. Again, my agent, he'd love to help you, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
John Rush will give you the confidence to grow. Every single one of the businesses coached by John Rush made more money last year, and most of them are either moving into larger facilities or expanding to add new locations, because all of them chose to move forward aggressively rather than letting fear hold them back. John Rush will help you take the emotions out of your decisions, starting with the way you manage your employees. Send him an email now, john@rushtoreason.com.
All right, folks, a good shop. And hey, anything happening to your vehicle, whether you've been involved in a collision or, you know, something just happened, you got door dings, you want to get things tidied up, cleaned up, whether you're looking to sell the vehicle, keep the vehicle because you can't buy a new one, whatever it happens to be, the folks at a good shop can help you with any of those needs. And they have a great mobile estimating app as well. 720-541-7697 is the phone number. You can also find them at klzradio.com.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Home ownership creates wealth for everyday hardworking Americans. PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, implement public policy that is leading to nationwide housing shortages and increased home prices. Kim Munson here. Friday, Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance, and Lee Brown, North Carolina realtor and National Association of Realtors board member, explain the negative effects of public policy on housing affordability and supply. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support the Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, that fire that we talked about a few minutes ago looks like they've, whatever it was, is not near as much smoke coming off the hill as there once was, so that's good news. In response to what we just talked about a moment ago with Cindy, and you know, the fact that she is the, you know, from, actually runs Jewish Vote GOP, and again, I actually sent an email off to her publicist where we can get all of her information. We'll put that up on the website tonight for you all, so you've got that information. But Omar, who is, I believe, from Minnesota, right, Charlie, Minnesota, she is feuding. In fact, there's a great, some of the left-leaning publications are talking about the civil war in the Democrat Party that's going on right now between her and the folks that are on her side versus the other individuals in the party that are in favor of supporting Israel, because Omar is not. So there is some multiple feuds going on inside of not only the House Democrats, but probably inside of the party itself. So a dozen Jewish Democrats who support Israel are publicly pushing back against Omar. Of course, she's a Somali refugee from one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress. By the way, a huge mistake as far as I'm concerned. That is a whole other discussion I could get into on down the road. I am one. I will say it publicly. I'll continue to say it. I do not think anyone of Islamic faith should be in politics in this country, period. Yeah, that's a bold statement, but I said it, and I'll keep saying it. It's a free country, but we should have limits on who we allow to be elected. Now, I get it. Satanists can be elected. Those that are atheists, I understand. There's all sorts of people that can be elected, but we're electing people to Congress that hate the very fabric of this country. Why would we do that or even allow it in the first place? My feeling is politicians should have to have some sort of a patriotic oath and a test they pass before even being allowed to run. Yes, I know that's not constitutional and that's not what's written in there, but I wish our forefathers had done so. I think they assumed everybody would, but we already know that that's not the case. So yeah, she is somebody that I don't think she ever should have been allowed to be in office in the first place. That's me. Criticize me, send me emails, whatever, I could care less. That's my belief. Anyways, she was one of the first two Muslim elected to Congress, and then she, and by the way, for appearing to compare the U.S. and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban while discussing war crimes. Quote, equating the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban is as offensive as it is misguided. Ignoring the differences between democracies governed by the rule of law and contemptible organizations that engage in terrorism at best discredits one intended argument and at worst reflects deep-seated prejudice, the 12 Democrats led by Representative Brad Schneider, a staunch Israel ally, said in a joint statement. So Omar is really getting herself, if you would, in hot water. She's creating a divide inside of the party, which, frankly, I just love because she's really showing her true colors as far as I'm concerned. And it's about high time some of her own party called her and others out like her for doing what she's doing. And she, whether you guys realize it or not, she is a staunch supporter of not only Hamas, but the PLO and so on. She is somebody that is anti-Israel. And as I said a moment ago, and I'll keep saying it, anti-American as far as I'm concerned. So we'll be back. Randy Wilson joining us here in just 1 minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.